Listen to Myths, Fic, and Lies, the podcast, where we engage in honest, uncensored discussions about love, relationships, life misconceptions, social norms, and the latest gossip, hosted by Yola H, LA from the A, and SWAT Chick. Set your alarms to catch this vibe.
Yes, catch a vibe, baby.
Because every Wednesday, we're live at 9. Don't forget to visit our website at lipstickandlies.com for all streaming platforms, events, and updates. That's LIPSTIKNLIES.com. Now sit back and relax.
So let's go on to Instagram right now.
Lipstick and Lies, the podcast.
Everybody,
how
do
you put that part on?
What's up?
I know you didn't.
What's up?
I just know you not.
Do the bank head bounce. Do the bank head bounce.
You know how to do it?
Yes. Do you?
I'm from there.
What does that even mean?
That means.
Let
that
me see it.
You know, I know.
Go
how
ahead,
to do it.
What
do you mean?
Do the dance. No.
That's how you do
girl,
it.
Girl, no.
Hit it with that one shoulder.
Oh, the one shoulder. Oh, so
come on,
Tia. So Tia.
I don't know if it's
on
the
mountain. So Tia. We like when you throw
Tia,
it.
Tia, but check it. Yeah, bring it back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, yeah. Man. I'm not finna show my age up here. I'm not finna do that. Hello.
It's okay. Happy Friday.
What day you on? How many fingers I got up? She talking about Happy Friday.
Happy Wednesday. It feels like a Friday.
We don't know what y'all got going on.
Like
I'm your
Friday.
Girl LA from the A.
I am SWAT Chick.
Southwest Atlanta Chick.
She's so disrespectful.
And it's your girl Yola Blanco, and I'm in the bill.
Then. That's why
you're
getting this little.
Pew, 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 pew. It's a 22.
That's why she gets
that
little small.
It can be a 22.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, bam.
How y'all doing? It was a beautiful Wednesday outside.
No, it was.
If you live in Atlanta, I don't know where you've been all day, but it was beautiful outside today.
When you went outside and you just did your hand like that, it cleared up yellow stuff. But like you literally saw the pollen.
I mean, yeah, I'm officially riding around in a lemon pepper mobile.
What is that?
My car looked like a lemon pepper wing.
Inside yellow.
It's so much. It's so
inside,
much pollen on
outside yellow.
Listen.
That was a song I forgot.
I just wake up getting attacked with
man,
pollen.
No, I'm telling you, I literally seen it was coming down like rain.
Man, listen.
I was like, why is it a sheet of pollen just right here?
Going on with that pollen. That's all.
Can't even breathe.
Gone.
The air so thick. Air quality so thick.
Going on.
Nothing but them lax. Listen, you. All the flesh came. Boom, boom,
them bees got that good this year. They're pollen outside. See, they blowing. They blowing.
And you've been seeing it. These ain't regular size bees. These are them juicy.
Them wood bees.
Them juicy.
Them backwood bees. Them backwood
them
bees.
Juicy ones. They real juicy. They thick. They real thick.
Them bees.
They got BBL. The bees
man,
got BBL.
Man.
The bees got BBL too. So here it's just thick.
The BBL bees.
Yeah, they out there. They out there.
Hey, let's go on and get into these current events, man.
I know you want to talk about your favorite person so bad.
Let's get into it. I mean, he innocent to proven guilty.
Not in America. In America.
Where was this energy for Harvey Weinstein? It took them a minute to get on him. So why are they so expeditiously attacking Diddy? That's what I want to know.
Because he's black.
Okay.
But not only are...
Accusations.
Well, it don't,
they just
what I'm
going to
say is this. Black people... Mm-hmm. are calling for him to be arrested. White people, when it was Harvey, it was cool because they were sticking together because Jews stick together.
Oh, it's cool when they do it.
They stick together. We want to hang our people. I'm not really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Grown people do what grown people do. If you know, they say, if you go to this party, you're going to get this pink cocaine. And you go.
Uh-huh.
And you get on the pink cocaine, then what?
First of all, everybody should know at this point in life, they've been saying this for years. Diddy parties are wild.
Right.
So I hope you didn't go to one of his parties and expecting for it not to be wild, expecting for it not to be lit. What you thought, Shawty?
Denzel said it's okay to go to the party, but you gotta leave at a certain time. So
know when to leave. Okay.
So you're not a part of the foolishness.
So know when to leave. Keisha over here.
So I wonder if what Jaguar Wright, because y'all know Jaguar Wright been saying all this stuff for years, right?
I mean, yeah. There is a way to go somewhere, have fun, and leave.
Yeah, we at do a certain it all the time.
Okay, so what's the difference in the industry with Diddy? If you stayed, you was nosy. Cat Williams said he been offered how many times? How many times Cat Williams said?
Fame is the worst drug known to men. It's stronger than heroin. It's strong. Everybody wants to be famous.
You stayed because you want to see a little something.
Stayed because you want that influence. You want that influence.
You're a little freaky dicky.
If I gotta let somebody hold my balls to get $1 million, I'm gonna let them hold my balls to get this $1 million and blow up in 2 months.
Okay, but don't say nothing if you get exposed for letting somebody hold your balls.
Hey, yeah, because I signed the NDA. Ain't nobody supposed to be telling what I signed the NDA for.
Listen, this new generation, the problem is Diddy got away with what he got away with for so long because it wasn't no the industry and the internet and social media wasn't popping the way it was back then, the way it is now.
Right.
So he got away with doing what he was doing for the longest because of that. But now in this new age of social media and everybody want to be
over
famous and yeah, go viral, he can't do this. He can't move the same no more. That's really what it all boils down to.
People are already got their money from him, so they just feel like he ain't paying the artist no way.
And let's be clear. Are y'all disgruntled because y'all not getting paid, or y'all
he
disgruntled
because this them man out really, money.
Really freaky dicky? I mean, back in the day, I was an aspiring artist, and I knew the one nigga not to sign to was Diddy. Am I lying?
You knew not to sign to.
It was really two niggas. I don't want to say the other person's name, but the main nigga.
Don't say Jermaine Dupri.
Yes. Fuck yeah. It. You said it. Fuck
yeah.
It. You knew not to sign to him and Diddy.
The streets talk.
But Jermaine Dupri, it was just because, you know, it was a possibility that you just gonna get shelved.
Right.
You had to already have a name before you got to him. Like, he wasn't really discovering nobody.
Because the deals was crazy anyway.
Back then, yeah.
Because he just really, like, you just getting clout off my name anyhow.
I mean, if you wasn't crisscross the brat.
So that's why Lotto didn't even stick with him from this TV show.
I'm not going to speak on that because I don't know.
She said something similar to that. So the Diddy stuff is just overshadowing everything that's going on in the media.
I feel like it is. I mean, you know.
But did Trump pay the money he was supposed to pay?
Hell no. And they ain't talking about that because of the Diddy shit. Also,
so this Diddy stuff is just really supposed to be the black cloud. So we ain't supposed to be like, oh, okay.
Oh, also, you know what? Prayers and thoughts to the people who lost somebody on the Baltimore Bridge.
Man, yeah, that was crazy.
Listen, I have a real phobia and fear. If you ever been on a road trip with me, or if you really know me like that, I don't like really large, tall bridges with a lot of water under it. And this is part of my fear because of shit like that. Like, I like to have lost my mind in Florida one year when we was in Jacksonville and we went over this raggedy-ass bridge. And I was driving and I was like, all the way across the bridge. And then my phobia is so bad that I got to be the one driving. I'm not going to let you drive.
Right. It's a control thing.
It is.
If you drive, I might throw up on the side of the car.
See? So
sometimes
it's bad. And when I seen that accident, I was like, this is it. It's not a drill. This is why I got my phobia. But yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Prayers to those people that lost somebody.
Prayers to those guys.
Y'all want to get into this topic?
Already, you don't got no other trending topic.
Hell no.
So is Portia really getting a divorce because the man can get a green card? What's going on?
Portia clout chasing. Portia just hopped on the bandwagon. He flashed a little money. So Portia jumped.
Is that all that is taking? It's just a few dollars.
Man, listen, that's what it looked like to me.
Oh, okay.
And I said it. And if y'all want to tell her I said it, fuck it, tell her. I stand on that.
You standing on it.
I stand on that. Right. What you gonna do to me? Not a man, listen.
That shit from Atlanta,
Charlotte. That don't mean she capped.
She from Atlanta, Charlotte. Anyway,
she jumped teams because that man for had a couple money. Days,
and then she said
she ain't listen. She ain't pay attention to nothing.
She ain't never been to Georgia. She was dying to visit. Her granddaddy was a civil rights movement.
Okay, so you jumped with that man. Okay,
and then you don't even know what your granddaddy did, baby girl.
Ask her how many times did she help feed the homeless with some overalls on. Mm. Okay,
I'm just saying, you know what they say when somebody work hard.
I ain't no hater though.
I'm not no hater, but you still should know some things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I agree.
You should know some. They taught you this in school.
And I agree. But I still feel like she jumped ship when it seemed like, you know, his business was coming out. That he was a scammer jammer. And she tried.
Ooh, Simon?
Simon is a scammer jammer.
Girl! No!
That's why he.
He's from Nigeria.
He's a scammer.
Is he from Nigeria? I'm just asking.
He's from somewhere over there. That's why he ain't got no green card. They won't give it to him. He's a scammer jammer. scammer. Okay,
it's going to be a lot of this. The opinions and views of Yola, of SWAT chick, of LA does not reflect Lipstick and Lies. Even though we are Lipstick and Lies, listen.
We have our own individual views and opinion.
Because I didn't know he was a scammer jammer.
The documents came out.
What's the scam?
Bro, he bank fraud, wire fraud. You know how to flip some money.
Yeah, let's now.
But obviously, he ain't that good at it because they won't give him a green card. He a felon.
That was Chelsea and Jay Page in the building.
So yeah, so
That's all the current events I knew about.
Cause it ain't none. It ain't really a whole lot. That's really, you know.
So Trump didn't turn the money in. So no, what's going to
again, for the umpteenth time.
I'm just asking, don't he supposed to get locked up?
Ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing, Shawty. And that's why he glad that Diddy going. He probably sent the Homeland Security on Diddy to get the attention off of him.
okay. Well, then, what about this, though? Why Rick Ross is beefing with Drake? Well, first of all, why is Kendrick? What is the beef?
Nobody really knows.
Because it was two girls then popped up. One girl said they are not arguing over me.
Right.
And then
said she wasn't black, but proceeds to use the N-word. Make it make sense.
The girl, because okay. Everybody used the N-word.
Oh, okay.
So then the girl who Rick Ross was just with, Tweety Bird.
Don't do her. She got her teeth done out of the situation.
Hey, sometimes you just gotta take a situation for what it is. So we know Ross is getting teeth. And BBLs.
All I was doing was giving out purses. I had stuck my shit up. listen, my purse game.
We'll take a bag.
Yeah, you still take a bag.
Yeah, we'll take a bag.
Think this about a bitch.
Oh, we'll take a bag. You can get us.
Well,
a bag.
Speaking of bags, this saw this chick on TikTok. She got a really nice bag line.
It's black on.
It's what called it look like? Cloth on.
Is it ugly?
No, it look nice.
You know these ratchet hoes, but ain't nobody.
Ratchet,
ain't
no, ratchet. She not.
No, I'm saying so nice. Ain't no white man name on it. There. If you don't say Coach or Michael Kors, they don't be.
Ain't nobody wearing Kors anymore, are they?
Yes, they are. So if I came to you with a Michael Kors bag, you don't want it?
Lie. See, that's that ungrateful cap. Shit, remember?
Come on, cap.
Hold on.
Come
no,
on with the cap.
I don't have, I gave all mine away.
You know.
I'm only doing Brahmin now.
You know what? You know what?
No, those are facts.
You know what?
Those are facts.
So if I came to you with a Michael Kors bag,
I'm not going to be ungrateful. Bag. I'll say thank you because I'm not going to be ungrateful.
What about a Marc Jacobs? If I came to you with a Marc Jacobs bag and said, here, babe. Look what I got for you.
I'm not going to be ungrateful. I'm going to, because you could have spent your money on anything. So I'm not going to do that.
What about you?
She's looking for some. That's it. Right. We're not going to be ungrateful.
In my face.
Or behind your back because you didn't have to spend your money. This goes back to that show we did where I said if somebody give you something and you didn't want and then LA said make it a habit of telling people that you don't like stuff. Remember, it was about the date.
Yes.
And so you giving me something, you feel like that you think that I want it. That just means what? I wanted, but it ain't ever expressed that I wanted. I didn't.
Okay, so are you into that? If I see you like, you know.
No, if you said I'm just going to buy you something, I'm going to be appreciative because you didn't have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not going to the store myself and picking that out for me.
Listen, every bag that I done ever gave a woman, she didn't pick it out. It was something that I knew she wanted.
Oh.
And I gave it to her.
Did y'all go to the store before?
Whenever you lie.
And she's like, oh, I like this bag.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or she expressed to me the type of stuff that she liked. And so I'll pop out with it. I didn't just blindly buy the shit. Obviously, it was something that they liked. But I'm not doing that anymore. I no longer participate in tricking on. Sorry.
Well, because
there you have it.
It's over with.
It's over with.
And it's over now.
I just really want y'all to know that my space buns were even today.
What is it called?
Her space buns. I can repeat it with you.
My space buns.
Space buns.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And my sexual voice.
Pow, 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 pow.
Yeah.
Hello, new followers. A lot of y'all started following us from that reel.
But anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
we appreciate you. It from the bottom of our hearts. Like, share, subscribe. Go to YouTube.
Keep on
going. Go to YouTube
this
for
is
sure.
This is what we do every Wednesday. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you here with us. Lipstick and Lies.
Chapstick and Cap.
Chapstick and Cap as well.
They do have that the time when they start capping.
Alright.
When they start capping.
When they start. Who is they?
No, it ain't none of us. We're not capping. We're not cappers.
All right, we're gonna get us into some serious stuff today. I know I've been trying to get stuff together at the beginning of this here podcast, but
this the teacher saying we done played around long enough.
She's putting on her executive producer hat.
So
she's like, no, we're gonna get y'all together.
Right.
But before you get started, did y'all see Jaheim head? I just wanna ask.
When? Jaheim around here looking like the Predator. Okay.
Why did he cut his hair like that?
He don't know how to let it go. He like that hang time.
That ain't even that is the Predator that's haircut, it, ain't it?
It's Predator.
Oh my.
Speaking of Predator, let's go on to
sexual predators. You see how we did that?
I gotta
see how we did that.
Hold on, I gotta
there, that one talk home. About. Don't leave. Yeah, high five.
That's how Stevie wanted to start it off.
Ain't no start off, he's still there.
I don't even think he got teeth at this point. See? He might need to call Rick Ross. Listen, I don't know. Man. He might need to get a full set.
They figure he can't see no way. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's you it. Know what?
That's it. Okay. All right.
Yes. You know what?
They need to do the goddamn.
See, now y'all making me miss Topper, because you remember Topper had them three dreads like that too. So shit, y'all gonna talk about Stevie Wonder.
Well, Ben said he need to cut them off.
Just that one in the top, that little like that little crinkle.
We trying to get serious and go into serious.
All right. Bring it together right now. And action.
All right. So our topic tonight is about second chances, right? So we did see a video on social media by Miami Tip, and she was talking about a documentary that came out actually some years ago. And this documentary actually is called, you can look it up, watch it yourself if you dare. But we did do our due diligence, so well, I know I did.
Perfect.
But the documentary is on YouTube, if you don't want to pay for it, and it is called Pervert Park. And so basically, Pervert Park is a community of sex offenders who live, it's like a trailer park community, and it's down in Florida. And basically, they're telling their story, and the question was posed, should sex offenders get a second chance in society? So that's our topic for tonight. Should sex offenders be granted a second chance in society? So let's get into it. Let's talk about it.
I feel like it depends on the level of the offense. Because now you can get a sex offender. You can become a sex offender if you're 18 and you mess with a girl that's 16. Mm-hmm. Even though technically that's only about 2 years younger. If you're caught, you can be charged as a sex offender. Mm-hmm. Also, they'll stick sex offender on you.
Just look at it.
Go ahead.
It says a person who has been convicted of a crime involving sex as rape, molestation, sex trafficking, or possession of child pornography.
Correct. Mm.
So
if you pee on a school ground after hours and you get caught, you stick and have to register as a sex offender.
Wow. Correct. Depending on, like, they will stick sex offender on you for certain crimes. You know, so now you're a sex offender.
Yeah.
But are you a predator? Mm. And I think that's like that thin line.
Well, a predator labels apply to anyone that has a violent sexual offense.
Okay. Well.
So the predators are the ones that's doing the physical rape, not the sex offenders who are peeing on the school getting caught.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting. So, did y'all see the documentary?
I listened to some of it.
I watched some of it, but I also watched Quiet on Set.
Okay. Quiet. I didn't see Quiet on Set. Well, I started it, but I didn't finish.
Quiet on Set is on the HBO Max app, and it is talking about the things that happened to some of the Nickelodeon kids. Mm-hmm. Also, one of the top executives, which is Dan Schneider, who is responsible for Amanda Bynes, Drake and Josh, and all that, and a couple of other shows. There were things that he was doing that had like the little sexual innuindos. And
Disney has those.
Yeah.
Disney too.
Yeah. And there was one of the actresses who was talking about that there was a scene on Zoe 101 where the girl was trying to open up like a little pack of juice with her teeth and she couldn't get it open. So what they did was in between the takes, it was supposed to squirt on Zoe's face. And they came with a syringe and they shot it in her face. And so off camera, one of the crew was like, and there's the cum shot.
Oh, no.
And so at the time, because they were young, they were like, what? And she's like, you know, as she's telling the story, she's sitting there, you know, like as an adult now, she's just like, what the fuck was that? And talked about how there were several scenes if you look at Ariana Grande doing weird kind of sexual overtone stuff, shaking the water bottle as she's laying upside down and squeezing on a potato. And there was even one scene where there was this guy, he's called Pickle Boy, who sticks a pickle in a doorknob. It was like the doorknob circle, but the doorknob wasn't there. And he's sticking a pickle in there. That looked like a glory hole type shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why is that on a kid's show?
Right.
Also, you know, Drake has come out. Drake Bell, let me be clear, from Nickelodeon. And he described his sexual encounter, what happened to him while he was on the show. And he said it started out and ended up being brutal. So... It's a lot of things.
It started out.
Well, the way he described it, he was like, you know, it happened here and then it led up to this. And then as it kept going, it ended up just being brutal. I guess the guy started out with like subtle.
Yeah.
And then as time went on, he just got rough with him and just, you know.
Oh, so maybe he probably started off just sucking him off first and then.
And then he just eventually, you know. And then Keenan also did an interview with Tamron Hall where he was saying, he says he didn't know because a lot of that stuff started happening after him and Kel had left. But if you watch the interview, he does become emotional.
Yeah, that's sad.
Like he's fighting it off. So, I ain't gonna say he really, you knew a little something.
Is Orlando Brown Nickelodeon or Disney?
He's Disney, but that's supposed to be coming out on season 2 of Quiet on Set.
Maybe right, because Orlando Brown obviously went through some trauma.
Wow, oh, yeah.
Little Fizz has already exposed their manager for being a predator.
Correct.
I don't even remember his name, but...
Chris Stokes. So, that's, I mean, it's a lot, but the thing
I'm sad about that.
I guess we don't want to say do sexual predators deserve a second chance? That's the question. Not a sexual offender, but a predator. Because there's a difference.
They're still an offender if they were
convicted. Well, I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. Like,
no, I know what you're trying to say. Because like you said, when you first started, you know, their levels to it. You know, it's the difference when you have somebody who was lied to. They may have end up being with a girl that was 15 and she lied and said that she was 18. Mm-hmm. And this dude may be 20, 21. Mm-hmm. You know, and the parent found out and the parent pressed charges. That's mm-hmm. one thing.
Now you're a sex offender. Now you're going to register.
You have to register. Exactly. And it's another thing when you have someone who quite common that we know of, especially in African American community, where you have a uncle or a cousin or a family friend that decides that they want to molest the little kids during the red light special parties that the mama might be having, and all the kids supposed to be somewhere, or you know, it's oh let's go take a ride somewhere, or you know, people that you're supposed to trust that's considered quote unquote family. Yeah. That's a difference. But when I watched that documentary called Pervert Park, it was heartbreaking because of the fact that each one of them was telling their story of how they became a sex offender. And a lot of them did the crime, but the problem, the main problem is the fact that every last one of them was sexually assaulted as adolescents.
And, it's learned behavior.
But what they said was, too, they hold each other accountable.
They hold each other accountable. So, they do. And they actually have a whole program that they have to go through. There is a, I should have did it on their phone right here, but Because I actually downloaded the app to see what they were talking about. There's a particular app that you can download, and it's going to tell you who the sex offenders are in whatever area that you're in, and they're everything come up. The whole rap sheet come up.
And then if they don't register, then they get everything.
Now, if they don't register, they're called missing. It's called the missing offender.
Yeah.
And missing offenders are people who don't register, or they move from the state or the place, the last place that they said they were living. They left that place and did not update their information. It's a lot of different little things that go on.
Certain states, you have to, they can't live close to a school.
All states? Yes.
Okay.
All states.
They can't live close to a bus stop, a school, a daycare. So it's like, well, where do they go?
Have to go to the store at certain times of the day. So
it's like
my thing is, it's very unfortunate because, like I said, it's a twofold thing because it's like, okay, you know that this person has committed this heinous crime, right? But then you also know, for the most part, I mean, with me watching that documentary, that man, these people learned this behavior because somebody violated them as kids and they never got the help that they needed. So one guy was actually talking about how it was him and his brother, younger brother, and they had a babysitter as kids. And the babysitter literally would sexually assault them every time she was there. Like, he said she would sit on their face. Mm-hmm. You know, she would make them do this and make them do that. And so they didn't know any better because it was, well, if you don't do this, I'm going to tell your parents that you were bad. And so this is our secret. So they never said anything. But the problem was the younger son ended up doing something. And the mother was like very upset. And instead of her saying, who showed you that? Where did you get that from? Who taught you that? Mm-hmm. She put Tabasco sauce on his pink.
And what was that supposed to do? Now you're creating a monster.
To not do it again.
That's not helping.
Exactly. But I'm just saying, this is what happened to this man as a child. The things that him and his brother went through as a child. And he couldn't tell his parents that the reason why his brother did what he did was because of what the babysitter was doing. But now fast forward, now you have somebody with this learned behavior and now creating these same crimes against other kids.
Yeah, it's just a pattern. So parents have to learn how to pay attention to your kids' behaviors and create a safe space.
But so just back to the documentary, they didn't say that it was learned behavior. They said that science says that the pedophiles were made, that they are born because it's a psychological thing in their brain.
What's the percentage, but that's what they were
saying in the documentary from the science of it, because they're born with something in their brain that doesn't tell them this is right or wrong.
So what's the percentage of a sex offender that has never been done to them and they just did it?
Well,
they just doing it to be doing it. What's the percentage of that?
I never looked into that.
And see, the only reason why I have a problem with them saying, oh, it's a psychological thing, they were born with that, because here's my thing. Why would they choose sexual assault if that's the case? If they can't decipher right from wrong, why they're not out here stealing? Why they're not out here killing people? Why they're not out here doing these other major crimes? Since they have no sense of what's right and what's wrong. So that's why I'm like,
but even with
the learned behavior side. And the reason why I say that real quick before you go. Think about after you started having sexual intercourse. It's like a drug. You know what I'm saying? It is like, I've done this. I like how this feel. I never want to stop doing this. I want to continue to do this. Right.
That could mean you have an addictive gene.
Right. But what I'm saying is once you start doing it, most people don't stop doing it.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
Well, let's be clear. Most kids that are sexually molested, their outcome is different. It's not always that they go and become sexual offenders.
Exactly.
You become
true.
You can become promiscuous yourself. Mm-hmm. You could turn to that drugs is. And alcohol. Mm-hmm. It can evolve into mental illness. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it doesn't always.
What I'm talking about, though, is just somebody, a regular Joe Blow, started having, you know, doing, you know, broke the virginity. And they're doing it. And it, regular people, we like it. People like it. They like the feeling. So think about how, as an adult, a lot of people can't even control themselves with it themselves. And then having that put on a child, so now they're in this web of sexuality and stuff they shouldn't even be dealing with. Okay. Like, how do we expect them to even cope with that? Because you're gonna have some issues after that, regardless. It don't matter what it is. I don't know not one person who was sexually assaulted as a, not even just as a child, but even as an adult, that don't have issues behind it going forward.
So you gotta go back to first. You used to talk about something else, then you had another thought. But just going back to the science of it, it could be a learned behavior, but learned behaviors you can stop. Mm-hmm. So like the Jareds, the people that go to jail for a sexual being a sexual offender, repeated the man who put semen on me, he had done stuff before similar to that.
Can you kind of elaborate on that so the people know what you're actually talking about?
Well, he was a sexual deviant. I was at Walmart. This guy, he jacked off in a shampoo bottle, brought the shampoo bottle to Walmart, and he threw it on me. Well, he put it on me. He bumped into me and poured it on me. He got a kick out of doing that. Mm-hmm. He was also, had been found ejaculating in public. Several times he put his semen on other people in other stores, so he knew he would be in trouble. Mm-hmm. But he just kept going, being more bolder each time, because in his brain it felt like that was the right thing to do. Even though, like, my learned behavior would tell me if I do this I'm going to jail, so I better not. But then the urge that's in my brain that's saying, oh, if I don't do it, it's kind of like when you see people on drugs. That's why they can't get off of it right away, because it's addictive. It's a chemical, it's changing a chemical function in your brain. So then here it is, these people are, not all of them, I'm not saying all of them, but the ones who are repeat offenders, like, I think it is in their brain. I think it is
so something. So could we call it an addiction? Yeah.
I'm not gonna necessarily say it's an addiction, but I'm gonna say it's like just like we label anything else as a mental illness. No. And to go back to as far as what happened to them, and then they themselves turn into sex offenders. Black people themselves need to stop sweeping stuff under the rug. Mm-hmm. You know, in my generation it was always, well, you're not gonna go over there near Uncle Willie, because Uncle Willie,
they don't keep it hush.
You know what I'm saying? But they don't necessarily say why, but they know, like, he a little special. But nah, Uncle Willie be touching. He get too
Uncle Willie need to take his ass to jail.
But even respect, right? You are so right. And but you know what's so crazy too? To your point is, even when they know that somebody has done something to you, and they would just keep you from that person. Well, they'll try to keep you from that person rather than
make that person be accountable for what they did. And Black people, like I said, just like we, you know, how many people you know had a special cousin or a special relative that they just kept in the back room?
Yeah.
Yo, why that man here? That man need to be somewhere getting some help.
Because Black people so concerned about the community that they got their own damn problem.
The community.
You
in
worried
danger.
About the neighbor knowing what's going on in your house whole time. The neighbor got the same shit going on in their house.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Black people, when you notice something, first of all, pay attention to your kids' behavior, certain things. At that point, Nip it in the bud. Go get counseling. First of all, let's be clear. I want to address something. Okay. Everybody always say black people in the black community don't do therapy, don't do counseling. If you have Medicaid, there is a number on the back of your motherfucking Medicaid card, okay, where you can go see about mental health. I don't want to hear that bullshit, three free bro. If you got Medicaid, yeah, you supposed to have therapy and counseling before anybody else. Use that shit. It ain't just for the dentist and WIC and getting their shots.
Yeah.
Go use that. Put that shit when you notice that it's something ain't right. Hey, flip that card over. I'm going to call them motherfucking people because something wrong with your ass. Use that shit, bro. If you know somebody that got it and they ain't doing what they supposed to, take their goddamn card and say, this is such and such card and they need help. And that way, you know, you could start off nipping certain things in the bud or helping people out instead of just, you know, don't go over there or don't go in that back room, you know.
But sometimes they hide, the predators hide, like at church. Mm. They may be like members of the church or they may be members of the community that people want to protect their reputation and they don't feel as if you, the child, or the teenager is more important than the bigger picture, which is this is a head of our church or this is the head of our choir. Because I can remember a very popular person in the church telling me, if somebody did something to you, you'll tell, wouldn't you? Yeah, I'm going to tell. So maybe that saved him from touching me, but it didn't save him from touching nobody else.
Mm. Right, but that's why you have to really like develop that conversation with your kids, man. Like,
but they call these people out in my community where I'm from. They call them out to, oh, these people can come and do this. They popular in the circuit as being godlike, and ain't nothing godly about a predator. I can't say that because God smiles on the just and unjust the same. So I'm not gonna say that. But how are you operating in love if you violating little kids? Right.
First of all, like I said, I'm always gonna keep saying this. Pay attention to your kids. Don't, you know, all that, oh, this that's Brother Byron. Give Brother Byron a hug. Nope. Brother Byron can shake your hand while I'm standing right here looking you dead the fuck in your face.
Right. And that's one of the things I hated about the motorcycle set, because they want you to hug every time. I don't gotta hug you.
Correct.
I don't know you.
Correct.
Stop making your kids hug people too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even one of my dad's friends, he used to be like, come sit on my lap. And my dad said, you better not sit on his damn lap. Yep. Don't tell my daughter. Matter of fact, go to your room.
Yep.
You don't even be in here when these people come around here. Yep. Right. You go to your room.
You need to go back to
they
that.
Don't need to see you. Then yep. One of his friends, when I was older, like, you always was a pretty little girl. Nigga, you a pedophile.
Yes.
At this point.
Yes.
Because it's still the same age difference, nigga. It's mm-hmm. You my daddy age.
Mm-hmm.
I'm my daddy child. Nigga, it's still the
and
same
you know
thing.
Me ever since I was a kid.
Right. Mm-hmm. And first thing I did, dad, let me tell you what he said.
Yep. Yeah. I got my daddy got friends too. And, you know, ooh, you sure did grow up, you know, with the long hook. Nigga.
Well, you better get your damn hands off me before I stab your ass.
Like, it's you got to, and when your kids tell you they don't like somebody, quit being so quick
this
to,
is too much
to
for
fuss
me.
At your kids about that. Like, if your kids got intuition too, kids got common sense too. If they take, anytime my kids used to be like, I don't like him, I'd be like, for real, why? Look, I was
out. What he do? What he did?
Like, it was gossip.
That's my first question. What he do?
For real, girl?
What he did? Like, but you can't even say it for the men only. You got to say it for the women too, though. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because you got women molesting kids too.
Yes. Yeah. And that is now at an all-time high. Where it's like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? But these teachers, I know some of these children be looking old. But goddamn.
To the point. I do believe that you are probably 50 times more likely to involve yourself in sexual deviances if somebody did it to you. I do believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm not that it's just that in your head it happened to me. Uh-huh. I'm gonna do it to somebody else. I mean, it sounds fucked up, but it is just what it is.
But let's go back to these teachers. Why y'all doing that?
These boys come up to you, they be putting the game on too strong. Man, they be like, listen, look, Shawty, you look good. Shawty, look.
Some of these little boys' balls still stink. What are y'all doing?
I'm helping somebody with their car the other day. What's up, mom? You got to be talking to her. Nigga, I'm your mama age.
Right.
Sir, how old are you? Oh, I'm 26. Baby, my son older than you.
Right.
Don't talk to me, sir. What's your Instagram?
These little boys still leaving ball dirt on the toilet seat when they sit down.
I don't even know what ball dirt is.
I'll tell you about it later. Ball dirt.
Ew.
Ball dust. I got a son. Ball dirt.
I got a son too, but I ain't never heard of ball dirt.
Well, I'm going to tell you what ball dirt is. The fact of the matter is, you sitting up there touching on these little boys at 7th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. Like, what? And then I'm sure you had to teach them what to do.
And that could be the thing too.
So you get turned on by that. You can't find nobody else. I'm trying to.
You
really
like my voice?
You know what?
I'm just asking.
I'm really just trying to understand, like, you know, like, why? Right. I guess. Like, I really want to go to the jail and talk to one of them teachers that done fondled one of these little boys and just ask them, ma'am, why? Why?
What was you thinking?
What happened?
You can tell them what to do, man. You training somebody. The same reason why an old man mess with a young girl. I can mold you into what I want you to be.
So you want her to be a little freak. You want him to be a little freak.
For the next person, because he ain't going to be with you, sweetheart. Listen.
So now that when he get older, what you think he going to do? When he get older.
He going to do the same shit.
And there you have it. It's patterns.
It is patterns, but just giving them a second chance. I mean, Chelsea said it. I would say it's on a case by case, but in the case with that guy with me, they kept giving him chance after chance. Mm-hmm.
So now you out.
That's why I wanted to be in court with the man. Hey, let me look at the motherfucker. Listen, bitch, you got the wrong fucking one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to just snap him out of it because somebody needs to beat your ass.
I feel like if you rape a child,
you need to get your ass beat.
On a child.
You need to get your ass beat.
There is no second chance.
Right.
Especially a baby. Oh, when they be fucking babies, that shit fucks me up.
There was one woman. They only had one woman that they interviewed on that documentary, and it was so sad with her because they started on her like young. I think she was like 3 or something like that. Anyway, She got older. I think it was around 8. It might have been 7, but I'm thinking 3. But I'm gonna say seven. But the problem was though, when she went to the doctor, they told her that her insides and stuff just messed up, basically. You know what I'm saying? And when she was around 11, I think it was, she got pregnant.
You watched,
but guess who was doing this stuff to her?
The people she can't say, her mom and daddy.
It's her daddy.
Because she was like, she couldn't say their name.
The thing though, it was her daddy. She ended up getting pregnant. They gave her an abortion. After that, they told her she couldn't have kids
because they did a bad abortion.
She was so messed up, right, internally. End up getting pregnant as an adult, young adult, had her son, went back to her daddy. So now you actually having a whole relationship with your father, having sex with your father and everything.
Because at this point, that's all she knows.
Right. And she got to a point because she knew it was wrong. And that's what I'm saying. It's like hard as far as the scientific stuff, because it's like, even with her, she said, I knew it was wrong. She said, and so I tried to get away from it. She met a guy, and she thought that guy was going to be really good for her. He's told her, hey, I'll take you away from all this, but I just need you to do one thing. He had her to have sex with her son.
Hell no.
And guess what?
She did it.
She did it.
Mm-hmm. Now she done.
But guess what? He went to school
and told.
And told.
I would have told him
right. Because she did not want him to go through what she went through. So when he told and they came and got her, she was like, I'll tell you everything you need to know. Mm. I don't want him to have to go through this. And this is the only way that he's going to not have to go through this stuff. But it was too late at that point because of what you did. Because what happened is later on, she goes to jail. Mm. She tries to maintain a relationship with her son. You know what I'm saying? And because she said, she's like, I really did love my son. She apologized to her son, you know, all that stuff, right? Before she went. But when she went, she was gone. He gone to a whole new family. All that, right? Guess what? Now he locked up.
The son. For doing the same shit.
So that's why I'm like,
it's heavy, man.
It's not
heavy
something that you was born with. Something that happens.
Some of them.
It's something that happens when you're violated in that nature. It is something, a switch man. Is turned off, some kind of imbalance happens with, I don't know, but it seemed like there is something that happens.
A man wanted to be with her. It's like a man wanting to be with you. Mm-hmm. You got to sleep with your, come mm-hmm. on. So she already had a problem. Mm-hmm.
And that's the energy she was putting out there to attract a man like that.
Because mm-hmm. if a man come up to you and say, you got to sleep with your son, what you doing?
He look, I don't shoot it. First of all, should no man approach me, period. Gay as I am. Fuck is going
first of all, a man has approached you, ma'am. Listen, let's be clear. Let's be clear. A man has approached you. A man has approached you.
It's a documentary on YouTube. It's called Pervert Park. I know that sounds horrible, but it's a good documentary though.
Did you watch the 60-minute version or you watched the yellow
you
version?
She trying to ask you, did you watch the clip notes?
No, I watched I
watched the 60 minutes, but I'm just
saying. Yeah, no, I watched it was an hour.
You couldn't have watched it. Listen to it at work. Listen, okay.
Come on, it was YouTube. You can go to YouTube.
And you go back to YouTube because I really don't like this topic, though.
I mean, me either. I've been over here trying to hold back tears because I don't know the stuff that even myself as a child, the stuff that I went through. And so. Because, it is what it is, but it's still a topic because a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't understand. And with us talking, it's helping to understand myself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's pushed under the rug.
Yeah, watching that documentary give me a different perspective, though.
Okay. So to keep it back on the topic, so do you think they should be given a second chance?
Again, case by case scenario. By case. I'm not going to give all of them a second chance. It's like I would need a notepad and to see what you did. Nope. No second chance for you. No second chance.
If you peed on the schoolyard, baby, get you a second chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you slept with a girl who said she was 18, but you could tell when somebody not they age.
Not now, you can't.
Yes, you can. Okay. Have you talked to these young girls? All I want to do is be an influencer.
I just want to be an influencer.
Some of these women still in their 40s is about dumb and shit.
This hoe I met, she talked like she was fresh out of high school. Like, bitch, what is wrong?
How old are you?
Right. So,
she's retarded.
And you know.
Ask for IDs up front.
Because, Mom, come on now. We can all have this testimony and say when we was young, we was in high school, there were plenty of girls that was our age that would be getting picked up by these old men coming up to the school.
But I said they need to go to jail too.
Right, but what I'm saying still. So I'm just saying though, we can't sit here and say they can't tell that these girls young. Yeah,
that was a thing when we was younger to have an older nigga.
But if you picking her up from school, nigga, you know she young.
She young, right.
So you automatically are a pedophile, sir, with your sick ass.
Right, but
let's be clear.
Even if you at the mall, and then and they meet You know what I'm saying? And because, shoot, come on. Don't
baby, I got to go to school tomorrow at 11.
Went to the mall and did not lie about our age.
I always lie about my age. I'm not saying.
You lying about your age.
I'm not saying. Shit. First of all, on Kettle Road at the flea market, they was doing fake IDs.
I would lie, but they wasn't that bad. I would lie up to 2 years.
They did.
But my cousin, she always was front on me anyway, so I ain't never get away.
Mm-hmm. I hung around two older cousins, well, older cousin and aunt. I'm
if I was with my cousin, she gonna hate. She gonna, I ain't gonna say she gonna hate, but she gonna front me out anyway. Even after the plan was put together before we got there.
She gonna tell them
the
truth.
She always tell.
I ain't lying.
She's
solid too. I did.
But anyway, this is here or there. But I'm
black
just
women,
saying,
black
though,
women don't lie.
Some people, some girl, young girls, you cannot tell that they are as young as what they are because of how they're presenting themselves.
Yes. Well,
it's about how they present themselves.
Yes.
You know, even these days now, come on, they got a whole bust down. 15 years old.
Blonde.
While we're down here,
piercing.
Nails.
What's a bust
lashes.
Down?
I just learned not too long ago too, but it's long weave. It's a weave.
I thought a bust down was a watch.
For me?
I thought a bust down was a girl that it got bust down. Like, y'all be changing these words up.
It's got several different meanings.
I used to think that.
Nigga, look, no.
Hey, she got bust down. It depends on how you using it.
Got a 30-inch bust down.
Yeah, no. That's the new kids.
Nah, 30-inch bust down.
With a middle part.
Bow.
A middle part is now called
bow,
a bust down.
Bow, bow, bow.
That's a weird. Well, anyway,
I don't even know. But I don't even want to know.
Still,
I don't want to know.
I like them 30-inch bust downs. So. If you old enough.
Okay, so y'all remember on Precious. Y'all remember the movie?
Yeah, a little bit.
Precious Mama was a predator.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
She made her sleep with her and the daddy.
Mm-hmm. No, she didn't like that she slept. You think you gonna sleep with my man, bitch, and have a baby?
But you were sleeping with her too.
I mean, at this point,
the daddy told you when she was a baby, the daddy told her to give him to him.
The poor child was a pass around. I'm sorry.
So do you think the parents should have been locked up? Do y'all think it should be a statute of limitations on the predator, the sexual offenses of predators?
Ooh, it depends again on the sexual offense. Because let me tell you, with rape, and especially if it can be proven,
rape
victims, and I learned this from watching SVU. Rape, it could take
a little TikTok.
We should grape ape.
Sag offender.
Sorry.
We ain't gonna make it.
They're
gonna cut TikTok off though. So we don't care.
Need y'all to convert on over.
No, TikTok shopping cart him.
Listen. I do because it's hard for a grape victim.
What's a grape victim?
Motherfucker. We just can't. We be trying.
Okay, I heard you. Okay, a grape victim.
Right, an ape victim. We're going to take off the letter. An ape victim.
Ape way.
Ape brain, yeah. You know, we're not even making fun of that.
It's hard for them to come to terms. Some people, that when they're going through it, their mind takes them to another place. Mm-hmm. And then it could take time. And then all of a sudden, one day, they could be washing dishes and it's like, boom, it comes back to them.
Okay.
So I feel like when you realize it and you can prove it and this person is credible, I don't feel like it should be a statute of limitation on that. Now, not to say like them old hags that's trying to say Bill Cosby did something to them. I think that was just ridiculous. But
I think so too.
Well, I think that was
gonna come up out of that Britney video.
I was raped. Oh my.
I mean, but
no, that was you, boo. You was willing. You was going, and you was willing.
But at the same time, you know, because first of all, the statute of limitations on it is very wide to begin with. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and then after a while, it becomes a civil suit, which is basically what happened to Bill Cosby. They, you know, they couldn't really get him criminally. So it is like, was it civil? How they got him?
No, because he went to prison. Civil is not really, civil is more so payment. It's funding.
So what, but I don't agree with 35 years later. I don't agree with that.
I don't either. And even with Mike Tyson, when that girl came to his hotel room at 5 o'clock in the morning, ma'am, you knew. You knew.
She knew, but no you one still knew.
It don't like, matter. Don't take your ass up there, man.
Okay, but I'm here. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, but let me give it to you. Don't take it. I'm already don't here.
Go there at 5 a.m.
I'm already here.
When you got in your car, you knew you was going to get fucked. When you took the call, what we gonna talk about at 5 that we can't talk about over the phone?
Listen, I got a story. This girl almost raped me again in my big age. It's like 2-3 years ago. Real story. Let me do it. If you want it, let me give it to you. Let me take my pen. Don't be goddamn.
Ow. She was aggressive.
Fuck yeah. And then, you know, like.
I'm not a boy, I'm traumatized. Why you were traumatized?
Because, bitch, I wasn't trying to give it to you like that.
What time was it?
Hold on, what time was it?
It was about 1 or 2 o'clock. Okay, so what the fuck you was doing over there at 1 or 2 o'clock?
I was drugged. I was finna lay down.
You could lay down at home.
I had 2 edibles and some liquor. I was finna lay down. You sent the wrong messages.
Your body gave, I want to have sex.
Okay, but if I went out, but if I passed out and I went to sleep, why is you still like?
Because I'm not high.
That's not
you
my
already
fault.
Got me turned on.
That's listen.
You gonna give me something? You gonna get up out of here?
Well.
So whichever choose your poison, baby. You want to try to make it home and get a DUI, or you want to go ahead and give me some? Which one you want to do?
Listen,
because you shouldn't have brought your ass over here. I'm just telling you.
Okay, so
you shouldn't have brought your ass over here.
I went, but like I said, I didn't have the problem with you giving it, but let me do it.
You were taking too long. I gotta go to work tomorrow.
Why you gotta be rough?
Y'all making me nervous.
It's a real thing. It don't matter if you gay, straight, whatever. If somebody trying to take it from you, they gonna try to take it. And she tried and you did not succeed. You little thirsty thought box. Then get my cookie.
She said, call her. She ready to give them to you now.
I'm giving you shit. Bitch.
She wants some. She want to give them to you
now. Still ain't getting it.
She want to give it all to
Rapist.
You.
Rapist.
Oh, okay, so what time is it? Oh, that is up.
Oh, our time is up.
Yeah, because y'all didn't even stay. We did not. We have no excuse. Should sex offenders be granted a second chance?
We didn't answer the question.
So you said case by case.
Ooh, okay.
Somebody said something long. God damn. Shit, girl, I can't read. Okay, do you think this topic has any correlation to women not disclosing their age in general? Sometimes we as women feel the need to lie about our age, even as mature adults. Why do we want to remain young or youthful forever? Mm. Is that more attractive to men or society as a whole? Why are adults so obsessed or attracted to youthful people? Do we all have a pureness that will never get back? Just thinking out loud, I want to embrace my age.
Because, Ashley, I'm 50. They get mad at me for saying I'm 50. I tell them they 50.
But okay, first of all, they ain't got nothing to do with what the question was. Because
and she said not. She want to embrace her. I'm 50.
If you want to be 50, then that is fine.
I'm embracing.
But that's exclusive to you. Okay. Whatever you feeling about yourself, that's fine. And we're going to accept you. But don't put that over here on us. Because my thing is, 5 years is a lot of years. Four. Don't add years to me.
Four.
It's five. Four. Don't add years. Four. Don't add to nine.
Four.
Because some people not even living long that much longer.
I mean, so I don't can add date nothing to a mine. Younger person, but I have a younger person. I have a limit.
I'm proud of my age. Honestly.
I have a limit on how young I'm willing to go.
I don't look my age.
The youngest I go is but 10 years younger.
That's it. 10 years up, 10 years down. That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. I can't.
But I will say, Ashley, you know, being young though, when we were younger,
yeah, she lied.
We would add, yeah, when we were younger, we wanted to be older. And then once you get older, we start saying we're younger. And I think you're right. It has to do.
Mama used to say.
It has a lot to do with the fact, I think, that there's this misinformation about women. Anyway.
Yeah, we said that.
We lose, quote unquote, our value when we get older. Let's be real.
Whole other topic.
That is a whole other topic, but I'm just talking about the question that she asked. Don't act like y'all ain't heard that. And it's been real prominently spoken about since KS had been on the scene. You see what I'm saying? They were saying, when women are younger, they're this, they're that, blah, 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 blah. And then they saying that they lose their value as they get older.
Older men say that.
However,
younger men want older women.
Some of them do, some of them don't. And then it's and the whole
older men think they value go up
when they, you know, men think they value go up. So it's, you know, it's just about what you actually believe. Honestly, I think that all people have value. It don't matter if you're young or you're older. That don't even matter.
Sir, your balls go down.
They draw.
In my teal voice. But we did bring up the fact that women lie about their age to make the men go to jail.
Yeah.
As sex offenders too, Ashley. We brought that up.
Mm-hmm. They do lie about the age too.
Yeah, but we're 45.
We're 45.
But we'll be 46 this year.
I'm 45. Yeah. I don't know what they're talking about.
Get your That's shit the thing, baby. It's been a thing.
Get your shit straight.
45.
50.
Get your shit straight.
You know, but again,
50.
That's just, I feel great. I look great. I don't care.
Thank you for being a friend.
I think growing old is a beautiful thing.
It absolutely
Man,
is.
I love this age more than I love 18, 19.
I'm definitely not rushing.
Because I know who I am in this space, in this body, at this age. 18, I was trying to figure it out. That shit was confusing as hell.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I think it also depends
on your journey as well. That's another thing. It definitely depends on your journey.
Oh, yeah, too. That,
you know,
that may play a factor.
That definitely depends on your journey. So,
yeah.
So my closing thoughts is that, you know, it is definitely a case by case. But for the most part, if you're someone who has been, quote unquote, a true predator on people, young adults, no mistaken identity, then
get help.
Definitely get help. You got to get counseling. I mean, there's got to be some kind of reform, but
get your dick cut off. Castrate them.
I said that earlier.
You did.
That don't help.
But I do think that they should may have a little bit more freedom in a certain aspect than what they have. The only reason why I say that is because, like, even watching that documentary, like, they literally cannot go or do anything.
And they don't
can't be around kids.
That's everywhere.
That's the world.
But here's the thing then if that's the case, then these people should have been locked up for life. They should not have gotten out of jail then.
You can get out, just stay away. They need an island.
How? You're going to put them on an
that's
island.
Why in Miracle Village, too. But in Miracle Village, that's all that they're in. So,
but ain't no stores in there and all that stuff. It's just a trailer park. So they still have to get jobs, try to get jobs. They still have to work. they putting them out in society to be hermits. Basically, they can't do anything. They can't go anywhere. They have to shop at a certain time of the day. There's a lot of things they have to do. And I'm not saying that they should be allowed around children and stuff. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, it's just like when we have other criminals that go to jail, then they let them out and there's no reform for them, then what?
Okay.
So it's like, if they're going to let them out,
I understand.
Then there needs to be, like you said, an island or some other type of community, something where it's more for them, but still not around, you know. But they also have to wear ankle monitors 24/7 anyway. They have a track running 24/7.
I get that. Remember New Jack City? Pookie was on crack. Pookie got off crack. Mm-hmm. Put me in, coach. I'm ready.
He wasn't ready.
No, you ain't ready.
He wasn't ready.
You ain't ready.
Got killed.
Pookie out there. Now he out here flipping the work. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Thank you.
Then what happened?
He got himself killed.
He got back on drugs.
Oh, yeah.
He was high.
Yeah.
You put these pedophiles out there. They not ready. And then an innocent child got to be the victim to figure mm-hmm. out that they wasn't ready.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't know.
But so that's what I'm saying, though. But there was no reform, right? Even with Pookie's situation. He just had went to rehab, but you weren't even out. That's a daily battle.
That's why they saying it's a sign. It's in their brain.
What I'm saying. So my thing is, wouldn't that be for all things addictive then? I'm just saying.
It could be considered
like that. If it was on crack, he went, got reformed. Went whatever did. He went to rehab, all that stuff, and got back out into society and what? A lot of alcoholics and a lot of drug addicts, they all relapse.
That's their drug of choice, if we want to say that, but it's innocent kids, right? So if we look at Subway Jared, he was married, had a whole family, and still seeking out little boys and little girls.
He didn't do nothing to that. He just like looking at it.
But given the opportunity.
We don't know that. He was never given the opportunity.
From his documentary,
he could have did that.
It was almost going to be in place. No, it wasn't his kids. He didn't want to do that with his kids.
Exactly, though.
But he wanted to do it to somebody else's kids.
Let's be clear. Corrections don't help nobody.
Exactly. They supposed to.
Correct. They trying to get them an education out of the Georgia prisons. Mm-hmm. So,
but that's like Reese said though. Like even like watching the documentary Miracle Village, they literally had to take classes. They literally had to have mentorship. They had to have all these things to keep their head right and straight. They had to be. They kept them accountable. You know what I'm saying? They kept them accountable. But my thing is, I do think that some of them can be reformed. Not all of them, some of them can be, because even the instructor was previously a offender. And he had went that long to where, you know, now he's an instructor. Now he's making sure they hold themselves accountable, knowing that this was wrong. We shouldn't have did it. Blah, 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 blah. So I think that it can be done. But for everybody,
it's hard to say, man.
It's hard to say. You know, it's just like somebody that's a murderer and they just keep murdering folks left and right. And
that's what I'm saying. That's what they want to do.
Taste it. Right. That's what they want to do.
But some people get the jacket that don't need the jacket. And I feel like they can be reformed. But I don't. Hey, if you raping babies, I don't got nothing for you, baby.
Right.
I ain't got nothing for you. I'm not the one or the two. Listen, I'm not a jury of your peers. I'm not one.
Right.
I'm not your peer, baby. I'm gonna hang your ass.
See how they even got a jury for that?
Hang you, sir.
Why is that even a trial?
Right.
I just think that shit's sad. When y'all fuck with these babies, what y'all be thinking?
And half the time,
what are y'all thinking?
And let's be clear, a lot single women with young kids, please be mindful of the company that you keep, because a lot of these scenarios be single women with small children and they meet a man.
And the kid be forgetting.
That girl in South Carolina, North Carolina, I'm sorry, cut y'all. She sold her kid to the man because she owed him money.
Mm-hmm.
That's
he yeah. saw, she gave the nigga her daughter.
Yeah.
Your ass need to be locked up
get,
too.
But y'all want to get rid of abortion. Y'all don't hear me though.
That's what I be trying to say, right?
Mm-hmm. Y'all know why they did it.
Mm-hmm. She can't even say nothing. This nigga.
I want to hit the bitch in her throat. You a dumb hoe. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga killed your baby. You was using your daughter to get dope from this man. He done slept with your daughter multiple times.
That was the dope talking though. The dope let her do that. She wasn't in her right mind to begin with.
Girl, no.
The dope. It was the dope. It was the dope.
Did you get Shania? Did you get Shania? I know you came in here and got Shania. Now Shania dead.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We can go on. Right,
we sure
we
can. So look, it's been a good night.
We gonna catch y'all at the gun range because we gonna shoot y'all last.
That's a great idea.
Listen, period.
Wednesday night. Maybe we should do it Wednesday. And Wednesday night,
we can't have the cameras on there though.
Hmm. Okay, y'all meet us there again.
Stay tuned to the page. We're gonna keep y'all, you know, follow us on Facebook. We will definitely
keep you entertained. You're gonna keep them entertained.
I mean, you know, she wanna
be a comedian so bad.
It just I work.
She gonna start opening up at on Jimmy Carter.
I be at work, but you know, when stuff come to my mind, I be, you know, if you follow the Facebook page, I'm gonna ask y'all.
I went in there to say baby daddy 5 times and it didn't work.
It didn't. Listen.
Was the lights on or off?
Yeah, well, you see, I asked. Did you have the lights on or off when you asked?
The lights was on.
Please stay tuned.
Was I supposed to cut the lights off?
Listen, Lipstick and Lies Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask a random question at any given time. Please pay attention. And we also
go to YouTube.
We're going to have some giveaways. Like, yes, go to YouTube and like it. We're also going to have some giveaways as well. Stay tuned for the next time that we're going to have an outing. Please go pick up a trap shirt. 2 for $30. Get you a trucker hat and a shirt. It is 2 for $30. It's the last time I'm going to do the sale. Y'all got to go to T-shirt Chicks, T-shirt_chicks on Instagram. Or in Facebook, or just go to Lipstick and Lies page and purchase you a trap hat and shirt for $30. You ain't gonna get no other deal like that.
You not the best deal in the city. The best deal on the east side.
Go on and do it.
The best deal on the east side.
But she's disrespectful. Pew, pew, pew. Okay. So, yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, look, we'll see y'all at the beaches. And the banks.
She can't even.
Because don't nothing move until the money moves. Period. So that means transfer funds to the Cash App.
It's going to take two to 5 business days to transfer.
Apple Pay. Good night. Zelle. Venmo.
What's your favorite food? Apple Pay. Your favorite
cash. Don't give me cash because these bitches is giving bad cash to the Quick Trip.
Don't be trying to scam me out there.
They did.